Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunters' leading home builder.
She's at the Moth Club. He likes candles in the bathtub. She loves a ricotta solo. He lives a Carol Bolo. We start to pull a dealer. The bloke and the Sheila. Their boss is always in despair because their meetings happen on air.
Tanya and Steve.
Live from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Celebrating 10 years.
Good morning.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
That won't take long to get our heads around all week.
Tuesday.
Tuesday it is.
Yes, Tuesday, and it's the 2nd of April.
Don't you reckon April Fool's Day is well and truly dead now?
Definitely. I didn't see one. Not that I actually looked, but there was nothing that popped yesterday.
Only thing I saw rolling around with a few obvious fake news stories.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know,
John Lennon found alive and well, you know, like silly, you know.
Obviously
like,
fake.
Yeah, you're like, you just look at it. I didn't even have to know the date. I'm like, you're righto.
Okay.
So, a few of those sort of things.
Yeah.
Other than that.
There was a pretty funny one on their Late Macquarie locals kind of Facebook page. Someone said it was a really, really long message, and someone was basically saying they're going to get a bobcat on the beach at Redhead and dig out Third Creek to make a stationary wave. And it just went on and on about all the details, and people were just going,
you can't do that.
Yeah. People were so angry, and this guy was obviously taking the mickey, but one of my friends fell for it, went down there at 11 o'clock waiting for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
Now, I take it back. April Fool's Day is alive and well.
Yeah, that one was so funny.
Was it a really lengthy email, but at the very end it said April Fool's?
No.
No, okay, because I thought maybe people, you know how people only read a few lines or half and then they check out?
Yeah.
No, they didn't actually say it.
It was in great detail. It was worded perfectly. It was a very smart person. Like, it was hilarious.
I wish I hadn't have forgot, to be honest, until later in the day.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have done something like that. Just write something to watch all the cranky people.
Yeah, so many cranky people. And then you could see comments getting, when they realised that it was April Fool's joke, they just deleted the comments. Yeah, you could just see it. There was like 300 comments, and all of a sudden in the afternoon there was 100 because all the cranky ones were good.
So when your mate went down, was there anyone else there?
I think there was a couple of people. And he told his next door neighbours who were like young little surfers, they're going, they're making a stationary wave down the beach, we're
and
all going.
See, that's what happens. That was the old days, wasn't it? It was just word of mouth around.
And it started to spiral.
Because he's not an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, we're all safe and well. Had a nice weekend. No double demerits on anyone's report card.
No, we won't find out until a week or so.
That is true.
How was it with your boy and girl? As in son Logan and his girl.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got to meet them, right?
Yeah.
I've met a Lork before.
Yeah, but you got to meet Lily, the new girlfriend.
Steve came over on Friday.
Awesome.
Ducked over to the Kent to say hello. And she's lovely.
Yes.
A couple of times there I noticed that her and T sitting together.
Yeah.
Such a lovely photo at the QT of you, Michael and Lily and Lorcan.
Yeah. She's actually still at our house. He's already gone home.
Yeah, so quiet down till tomorrow, mate.
Okay, excellent.
All right, don't ask me any questions till tomorrow.
Excellent.
So that was good too? Like, I mean, the weather, everything worked perfectly.
Well, hey, how wonderful was the weather over the weekend?
Best weekend ever.
We're usually, you know, going, oh, it's going to rain. It's Easter. Yep. Camping will be cancelled. But it was stunning.
It was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Love it. Now it's going to rain next weekend.
Yeah, it is
going to rain this weekend.
Which is only a few days away because it's Tuesday, in case you all forgot.
Exactly. All right, hope everyone had a great Easter. It's Tuesday the 2nd of April. Tanya and Steve, this is Triple M. Good morning.
On the line,
you'll never know what you'll find.
It's quickie here, T.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when it's 4 a.m. and you're just going through your phone and having a look for stuff, and there's something you read makes you actually laugh out loud quickly.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's about all I did, but still. And it was just this big story about women and why they, you know, women who don't want children,
right,
how it's still judged, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm half reading that. And there was just this one quote from a woman, right? It was like, why she doesn't want children. And her quote was, I don't like people. Why would I make one?
Fair call.
It's like,
Can't argue with that.
Well, no, you can't.
Well,
can
you're going to be a pretty awful mother if you don't like children.
Totally agree. Yeah. Why would I bloody make one of those little things?
That's gold.
Hey, this could be something that we see in our country come summertime, because in Spain they've just passed a law that they can now charge tourists extra if they're sitting in the shade. Oh. So when you go to restaurants and bars, and you know how there's so many outdoor bars over there and restaurants, if you do happen to sit under a shady tree and they can prove that the way the sun travels, that you will still get shade within 45 minutes, then they can charge you a shade tax.
Oh, who's charging you?
The restaurant.
Oh, God.
That's who's charging you. So they have, you know how I was talking about the restaurant that I paid extra to sit by the window, did that on the weekend, and it was worth it, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
So they've been doing that for a long time. Views in restaurants and bars, you pay extra. But now the shade tax is a brand new thing coming in June.
Yes.
Because it's the start of their summer. Yeah. And I'm looking at that going, well, there'll be some crafty Australians going, I say.
Yes.
Why can't we have a shade tax, please, government?
There's got to be a way that you can make bigger umbrellas to make more money. Haven't you? You know, never mind those pesky little things.
God, we're getting taxed on everything these days, aren't we?
No, shade.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, they've run out of views.
Yes.
Shade now, isn't it? Oh, you're not going to pay, so you want cancer.
But how's that? You'd be sitting there with your watch going, oh, I'm at 44 minutes and the sun's on me. Yeah. Not paying my shade tax.
Imagine the reviews. Food was nice. Shade was dodgy.
It's Tanya and Steve. Triple M.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Tanya and Steve are here.
Called
a ruse day.
With Jerry.
That wasn't Jerry. Steve.
What was going on then? Right, I looked at Tanya and lips weren't moving, but I heard a woo. Tanya plays a recorder if you're new to the show. Very well. Mm. So, if you guess what she's playing, you get to go and see Chris Isaak a couple of weeks' time. It's not far off. Mid Badger State.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's Saturday week. So there's a whole month of great music up there.
Yeah, true.
Got Red Hot Summer Tour, got Chris Isaak, and then James Taylor's coming later in the month as well.
Yeah, crikey, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know if I could go a full 2 hour of James.
Really?
Well, you know, he's a talent, don't get me wrong. But geez, I'm telling you what, you might doze off.
Well, this is Chris Isaak, 133353, live at a Down the Green, special guest, Boy and Bear and More, Bim Badge and Hunter Valley. Saturday, April 13, tickets on sale, Ticketmaster, or call us right now. Solve the song, get the tickets.
Well, someone's brave too. Look at this. John from Rutherford has called through going, I'm gonna have a crack at this.
Hello, John. Hello,
Good
John.
Good morning. How are we both?
Very well.
All right. Thank you, mate. All right. Listen carefully now, John. If you nail it, you're going to Chris Isaak. Here we go.
Excellent.
Oh, wow. I do know that.
Do you know what it is,
if you
Johnny?
Want to Be My Lover, Spice Girls.
Yeah. What's the name of the song, John?
Wanna Be.
Yeah! Oh, he's done it! I can't believe you nailed it!
You know what, John? It's kind of embarrassing that both of us knew what that was, really, when you think about it.
A little bit, yeah.
You're going to Chris Isaak, mate, coming up, as I said, Bim Badge and Steak, following week on the Saturday there. What made you pick a Spice Girls song?
Oh, look, I was just trying to throw everybody.
Well,
and I didn't.
Well,
John,
no.
Not John at Rutherford, not
John,
Steve.
No.
I want to know which one John was. When you were dressing up, John, were you sporty? Were you baby?
Well, no, the correct question is which one did you like, Tanya?
All right. Which one did you like, John?
Baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Little Emma Bunton, hey?
Yeah.
She was a bit of a fave with the lads, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's definitely a baby Spicer.
Yeah, definitely.
You too?
Yep, definitely baby growing up. These days,
Bunch
though.
Bunch of sickos when you think about it.
I watched it, exactly. I watched it the other day, that film clip.
Did you?
Because Lucy was dressing up as Spice.
Yes.
Yeah.
To get a bit of inspiration. And I don't know, scary. I didn't realise scary had quite the body.
Yeah, no, Risey. She had high beam, mate.
She had high beam in that. Yes, she did.
Oh, my God, stop.
Because she had massive
stop
high
now.
Beam.
Oh, well. All right. Should I show you that it is almost identical?
Well, you don't turn your lights on, off you go. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wait a second. Here we go. In 3, 2, and 1. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be. Which one were you?
Baby.
Yeah, of course. Hey, we actually have time to play it in full.
Oh, go
should
on.
Should we play on it?
I dare you.
You'll even catch me doing the really, really want. What you
there it is. There's the Spice Girls on Triple M. That's what it'd be.
David and Victoria Beckham, so posh, still very relevant as far as the internet. They broke the internet over the weekend, practically, by sitting on the back of a boat. This is David and Victoria reenacting their Islands in the Stream at the end of David's video. Remember that?
Yes.
When they were in the kitchen. It was filmed like 3 decades ago.
Yep.
But they reenacted that on the weekend in Bunny Ears. And as I say, it's been shared, it's been shown, it's been lauded all around the planet. It's like, wow. So you just put a pair of bunny ears on, do you?
Pretty much sums up 2024 in the world we live in today, doesn't it, really?
Yes.
Well, you can either read the terrorism stories that are on the rise.
Funny,
you can go and have some joy with David and Posh.
I know. ISIS is coming back, or them doing Islands in the Stream. Yeah, I'll get on
Posh
the boat.
Posh every day.
I'm getting on the boat any day of the week, for sure.
It's tenuous.
Anyway,
Steve,
we'll be back with our hour of Power of Spice Girls right after the news.
I'm going to test you something, Stephen.
Yeah?
Just before we do that, though.
When she says Stephen, I get nervous. Everyone's worried.
Instagram is down, everybody. It's very much down. You can't comment on anything. Jerry's out there crying, having a little breakdown.
Now can't comment to Beyonce.
I'm going to have to ring all my friends and tell them what I had for breakfast. I won't be able to see the pic.
Now, I'm going to try this with you because apparently these are the hardest words in the world to say.
Oh, God. And well, I couldn't say excavator before.
Well, you might have the wrong impression.
Okay.
So I'm going to hold up some pre-prepared signs that we organised earlier.
Yeah.
And see if you struggle with these words.
Oh, good luck, Steve.
You ready?
There's none on the list on the wall that are banned from the studio, is there, Tanya Wilkes?
No, there is not. So your first word, don't say it out, Rise, because don't want you to help him.
I won't help him.
All right. Your first word is this one.
For those at home, I think I'm walking into a setup, but it's I love you.
Yeah, well, apparently that is one of the toughest things for people to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, a lot of older generation gentlemen find it very difficult to say that to their children, even to their partner to a certain degree.
It's my first and last every time. With BJ?
Yeah.
G'day, mate. How you going? I love you.
Yeah.
And see you later. I love you.
Yeah.
It is just first and last. Never during.
I bet it was...
never during.
Was it a bit tougher with your dad prior to his illness?
You know what? This is this is as true as and honest as I can get. He had testicular cancer and got them removed.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of love you more than ever before
after
from him.
After. Yep.
Did I get it before that?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Really?
Nah. No. I don't ever call it at all ever.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was like, I love you, boy. It's like, I love you, Dad.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I know. My dad and I struggled too when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But now, easy peasy.
Yep.
Love you, Daddy. Love you, Daddy.
Say that again.
I don't say it like that. I just say, I love you, Dad.
Yeah, thank you. That's good. I love
anyway,
you, Daddy.
Your next words are these ones.
I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Another one that people struggle with.
Oh, God. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
You thought they were going to be hard words, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I did. I was waiting for supercalifragilistic amusbilicious.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get it, mate, because she's dreadful now. You absolutely made a meal of that, Ryan.
I did.
Supercalifragilistic expialidocious.
Oh, you would have nailed that.
Can't say excavator, but can do Mary Poppins.
And only 10 minutes ago, I was telling you my favourite Spice Girl. What's happened to me, man?
Oh, man.
All right, okay. I know where you're going now. I'm with you now.
Next
all right.
one?
Yep. Oh, wow. Oh, I so agree with this, but I need help.
That's what it says.
No, I generally do.
That's also what
and
it says.
Unlike a lot of the population, you can ask for it. You don't ask for it.
I don't. You're dead right. It's the weirdest thing, and probably because of, illnesses and things that have gone on. I've discussed it with you.
You didn't even tell us you were in hospital.
I feel really uncomfortable. People will go, anything I can do? No, I'm good.
Yeah. A lot of the population suffers from that, though.
Absolutely.
They would rather soldier on. There's some that don't on social media, but in real life, a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, I agree.
What about this one?
I appreciate you. Yeah.
That's a bit naff, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said that in my life.
I don't either.
And you know what? And I think workplace destroyed that word.
True.
You know what I mean? It's like they destroyed family.
Yeah.
I hear you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, they stole it, didn't they?
They kind of ruined it.
Ooh. All right, your last word
they
is this one.
They made it empty. Yep. Righto.
Oh, I don't know what this one is.
Can you say that word, Risey? Can you say that word, Stephen?
Here it is.
Go Here's the stitch up.
No, it's not. Buckle up, everyone, because I love Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
I love it. I used to have it on all my steaks. And
because a lot of people will try and say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Worcestershire sauce.
So apparently, though, that is still in the top five of words that people struggle to say. Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, or say correctly. Chichester Dam.
Yeah.
It's another tough one.
Yeah. So well done.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
You say it.
Worcestershire.
There you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of those English words trick us, don't they?
Definitely.
Yeah, they do.
Little English place names. But you did well. You didn't struggle to say any of them.
Now
to
more.
Do you reckon, I reckon the hardest one out of all of those was I need help.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. Because we don't like putting it on other people, do we?
No.
Well, most of us.
Yeah.
No.
Unless you're on Facebook going, I'm in hospital, but won't tell us why.
Exactly. Fishing. Fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a pic of you in bed with tubes coming out going, don't ask.
And then so many people you read on their comments, they're like, oh, no, what's wrong? Is there anything I can do? And they just don't reply to it.
Except for that bloke called Steve who goes, okay. I won't.
It's Triple M. This is Tenure and Steve.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Tenure and
Steve is Triple M breakfast. We're the only three that's subjected to the ups and downs of Jerry's love life.
Now, in everyone's defence, I've argued with Tanya. I think it is fair that we take the hit, but she insists upon making all of you take the same hit.
So we had to suffer through this earlier.
Okay.
And so, Jerry, you've got to tell everybody why you ended a date on the weekend.
Well, it wasn't a date.
Okay.
It was a conversation before a date in person.
It was like
so he interviewed his potential date.
Here lies the future of the conversation, everybody.
And we were talking, and it was, and they came over, and it was fine. Nothing, you know, just what do you do for work? Very, very, get to know you kind of things.
Mm.
Just a vibe
check. It's called
the
first date, Jerry.
It is a first date. Yeah.
You're on a first date.
Anyway, vibe check. And for whatever reason, we got onto the conversation of Beyonce, which I
well,
have
why
a,
wouldn't you?
I mean, naturally, most
where
of my
you go.
Most of my conversations end up there.
They do, everybody. They absolutely do end up on Beyonce.
Sometimes I think you're my son because it's like identical. I'm the same.
Yes. No.
Like, hi, nice to meet you. What do you think of Beyonce?
Yes. Well, I then mentioned that I have a passion for her work and what mm-hmm. she does and what she contributes to society, and the person mentioned that they were indifferent about Queen Bee.
There's the first red
flag. And I thought, okay.
Red flag goes up.
And so I thought, because often when you talk to somebody about Beyonce, they either are passionate for her or they're against her, and then they have a strong opinion about Taylor Swift.
Who
I absolutely loathe and hate and think she's the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Which we don't, we've never found out why he had such a hate for Tay-Tay.
Because you can't love both, everybody.
It's a rule.
It's a fence-sitting crap. I'm with you here, Jerry. You either love it or you get none of this fence-sitting. Mm. It's one or the other.
Well, he's definitely the other.
Yes. So then we decided, we didn't really decide. The conversation quickly turned into an argument. So I was arguing with a person that I've never met before about why Beyonce was the greatest thing ever and why Taylor Swift is a waste of space.
I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. No one's probably ever asked you this. Are you gay?
No. The rumours aren't true.
Are you, Ducky?
No.
I just thought, well, I'll ask while we're here, we're friends, we're in a safe space.
No, of course.
Okay, so no, carry on. So you're at some public bar, obviously.
It was a public bar. No, they came over to my house, and there was no intention of anything happening, just genuinely. It was a pre-date to a date.
Yeah.
But as soon as this conversation happened, I thought, there is no way I'm going to see this person again.
So did you show said gentleman the door?
They went to the door and they left, and they have since, you know, messaged, you know, how are you, what's going on, and I have left them on red. With zero intentions to reach out again.
This is, you know, the Gen Z way of dating.
Yeah.
So you have a pre-date date.
Yeah.
Decide whether or not it's worthy of a first date.
Yeah.
And then fall apart over the love or hatred of popular artists.
You know my version of the first date or the pre-date date?
Yeah.
The photo.
Well,
that that one looks all right. Okay, what about that? I don't know. Mate.
So that's the top of Jerry's must-know-go list the love or hatred of Beyoncé.
But it makes sense. If they're going to get together and spend the rest of their lives, it's not gonna end pretty.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with someone that hates your favourite artist.
Well, that's true.
It's only one way to go.
We should ask Karen before we got married.
Why?
She wasn't a big Beatle fan. She goes, oh, you're playing some of that old man music, are you?
Well, it's an interesting one to discuss. If you want to get involved, give us a call.
133353.
It's the no-goes.
Yeah.
What won't you take any further?
Mm-hmm.
It may not be Beyoncé. We understand that. Mm. There might be other things. You might not want to date a non-dog lover.
Well, there's mine.
There you go.
133353. What are the no-go areas that you wouldn't sort of date someone? What about smoking?
No, mine was dogs.
Yeah, both of yours were dogs.
Definitely.
It's but we'd probably not like Jerry. You'd be like, hi, how are you? Do you like dogs?
No.
It'd be our second question.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But smoking can be a deal breaker for some.
Oh, for sure. That's something where, and you can't hide it from a non-smoker.
No.
You know, you really can't.
Yeah.
No matter how many chewing gum or whatever you do.
Yeah.
But then again, why would you?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to go any further.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Waste of time.
Give us a ring.
133353.
What won't you go any further once you find out? It depends on your age, too.
Yeah.
And I think I told you this recently. Apart from dogs, that was my number one, to be very honest with you, because I had so many at the time.
Yep.
I wouldn't date anyone that had children.
Yeah, right.
Now, of course, if something was to happen now, that wouldn't even be an issue.
Yeah,
you're 20, I didn't want to date
too complicated.
Totally.
I didn't think about but you're right. When you're that age, sure, it's like no, I'm good.
It's all the age and stage.
True.
Anything else?
Oh, look, it makes me, now that we're talking about it, I realise like there is some pickiness to me. You know, I'm pretty easygoing, but. Sense of humour, obviously, but it's got to be dark.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, oh, that's all right. And nothing bugs me more than someone goes, that's funny. No, it's not. Mustn't be. You laugh when it's funny. You don't just say it's funny. Yeah. Drives me insane.
Yeah.
Back in, 10 years ago, LOL, don't you dare. I hated that. But also foods.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because that's...
Do you mean like a vegetarian?
Oh, that'd be tough, but no, I could do that. I could do that because now it's so available, right?
Yeah.
What about vegan?
Oh, get out. you're dropped, right? No, but even like a non-experimental food type of person that's like, meat, your veg, that's it.
Yeah.
What about a strict non-drinker, like someone who didn't want to even have just a glass of wine or like a cocktail or like would that be a no-go for you?
No, because I've dipped in and out of that world briefly, but I have gone, you know, through
one
periods.
Friday night,
I like that,
a few years ago.
Tenya's 3 days off and she's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm a 50-50 drinker. Are you hungover, Tenya? Absolutely not. And she's like, it's got sweat coming out of her forehead. But no, definitely not, though.
That's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, rack off.
You're pickier than what I thought.
Absolutely. That's what I mean.
Yeah, food.
Yep.
Drinking.
All of those main...
Sense of humour. Must be dark.
Main life. Yeah, must be dark. That's right. None of that. That's funny. But, But all of them are day-to-day things.
Yeah, they are.
Food, drinking, humour.
Hear that? It's day-to-day
things. Day-to-day things. Do you hear the judgment in Teddy's voice? Oh, I drink less than her now.
Teddy is Teddy.
Texpert Trevor Long.
From EFTM.com.
Morning, Trevor.
Good morning. I'm 30% Cadbury.
I was going to ask, did you have a nice one? Obviously, ate a lot of chalky eggs, did we?
Look, I think it was important to take it for the team and make sure the rest of my family ate more moderately.
And it's really cool. We feel young when we still get a pimple.
Absolutely. Now, Trevi, you are going to tell us that we can start messaging our friends across all kinds of devices. Is that correct?
That's the plan. Apple's been under fire for some years now from Google and Android users saying, why do we have to be the green bubble? Why can't people send us better messages? So essentially, if you're an iPhone user and you send an SMS to an Android user, let's say you attach a photo, that photo, poor quality, you can't see that the other person's typing to respond. All the things that you kind of get by default with Apple's iMessage don't happen when you're working across platforms. But these things do exist, this kind of backwards compatibility for Android phones to show when you're typing to get better quality messages. And Apple is going to introduce those features later this year. Now, my guess is they'll introduce this or announce this in June when they do their big software announcement, which means it probably won't be available till September. I don't know whether it will mean that green bubbles disappear or whether the exclusion of family members because they're Android users means you can't have a group chat. I suspect Apple will want the group chats to stay in iMessage because for us, for example, as a family, we use WhatsApp because if I'm on an Android phone, we can't have a group chat on iPhone. So I think it's a good move. I think it's long overdue, and I think it's one of those things that you know, lawyers in America don't like about Apple, so maybe it's Apple trying to please everyone for once.
Well, is the fear? I've asked you before, but where are we at with Android versus Apple?
Apple is not the most dominant player.
I know.
Globally, they're way less than 50%. In Australia, they're probably around the 45 to 50%.
Right.
We are probably the strongest Apple market for market share.
Okay.
Interesting. So who is the number one in the world?
Samsung.
Right.
Look, it has bounced around a little bit, but Samsung, because they make so many more affordable phones, we've talked a few weeks ago about that Samsung A35, for example, which I'm still using, $500 phone, great phone, no reason to change. Because they make so many phones at different price points, they sell more phones around the world.
Yeah.
Apple has a very clear mandate to target the premium market.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because you presume it's iPhone all the time, don't you? You think it's like 80-20, but it's so not.
I feel like...
But people hide their other phones. They're ashamed, unfortunately.
Hey, I feel like we're going into the territory of to infinity and beyond, talking about this wonderful Starlink. What is it?
Starlink is Elon Musk's internet company. Basically, he put these, I think there's 5,000 satellites in low Earth orbit now, and you can put a little dish in your backyard and pick up the internet. Thing is, if you want to get Starlink, you've got to buy it from Elon directly on the internet. There's no customer service. It's all app-based. It's not really great for the average Aussie. So Telstra has started selling Starlink. They call it Telstra Home Satellite Internet. It's just Starlink. It's actually the same price to set up, but it's actually a little bit cheaper per month through Telstra, which is wild to say. But I don't think they're getting the full speed you get with a normal Starlink service. But essentially, if you live in a more regional, remote area, and you have a big property that doesn't get fixed line internet, you can now get satellite internet from Telstra using Elon Musk's Starlink service.
That guy's got too much money and too much time.
Wow!
Way too much.
Way too much.
How many satellites has he got up there?
We think it's about 5,200 last time I looked at the number.
And that's just ridiculous. But how many are up there, Trevor?
Well, I mean, there's actually not that many. So in standard orbit satellites, there's probably 1,000, you know, the GPS and all those kind of things and defense systems. In this low Earth orbit, which is only a couple hundred kilometers away, there's Elon's 5,500, and then companies like Amazon and others are launching similar numbers.
Wow.
So there will be 10,000-plus satellites up there within a very short space of time.
Imagine now if you wanted to put a rocket in the moon, it'd be like merging onto the M1.
It would be.
You'd be like, on the way through. Let me in, you bloody satellites, I'm coming to the moon.
And, like, I have no idea to the answer of this. You may or may not, Trevi, but, I mean, what size do these satellites range from, biggest to smallest?
So the big ones out in, you know, the normal GPS kind of big satellites we traditionally think of, they're the size of a car. When they're expanded because they've got kind of wings with solar panels on them. They're like a fridge with solar panels. But the Elon Musk low Earth orbit satellites, they're more like a shoebox with a little bit of extra wing for its solar panels. So they're actually quite small. And when you look at 5,000 of something across Australia, they would be spaced out by tens of kilometres. When you put them across the entire world, they're actually hundreds of kilometres apart.
Because you know the answer to all these, I'm going to throw one last one at you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm making most of this up.
No, and I love that about you because it sounds like you know what you're doing. That's good enough for us. Okay, how many do you reckon are up there that are no longer in service? So they're just orbiting?
Zooming
around.
They normally burn up. So once they stop working as satellites, they are sent to burn up. So I actually went to Optus, have a place in north of Sydney where they control the satellites. I kid you not, there's a bloke with a joystick going shh, shh, to make sure that the satellite stays
in the box.
I know, so cool, right? But when they reach end of life, what they do is they go, last little bit of gas, pushes it into orbit, basically out of orbit, and then it burns up in re-entry to the Earth.
How do you spell
P-W-E-H-U-U.
Okay, thank you.
If people didn't know after the many years we've talked to you, Trevor, just think they found out you're a geek.
I know that
Optus stuff so really good. Interesting.
Love that, Trev.
Yeah, it was one of the best days of my life.
Oh, I can imagine.
Like, push your satellite around.
But how funny is that of all the places there's something like that, Optus? Yes,
I know.
Exactly.
Thanks, Trev. Talk next week.
Cheers.
See ya.
It's Trevor Long from EFTM.com. We love chatting to Trevor
you
every
love
Tuesday.
That? A grown man doing a radio piece going...
Nothing wrong with that, Tenya. Nothing wrong with that. I would have done it more manly, but...
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up, louder,
How was your chopper ride?
Yeah, took the family. This was the surprise birthday present for Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Bought him a chopper ride.
Great present.
Oh, it really was. Yeah. I know you guys have done the same thing.
I'm always jealous because it leaves from Carrington, right? I'm thinking, did yours live from
Carrington?
Oh, where did yours live from?
They've Mayfield. got another spot at Mayfield. And that was fascinating because you don't often get to see the old BHP site and how it's looking now.
Yeah, right.
You don't.
No.
I've never seen it.
I wouldn't know what it looked
that
like.
That far up the river.
That's true.
So you actually do leave from Mayfield West, the old Steel River.
Right.
So you come down the Steel River.
Okay.
That way.
Yep.
And it's quite fascinating to see our city from that viewpoint.
Well, it is. And I saw one of your photos on your Insta, and you just, every time you do it, it reminds you what a gorgeous coastline we have.
Yeah.
And I'm talking from Stockton, the whole thing, but even the uniqueness of Newcastle.
Yes.
You know, from the lighthouse.
Beautiful.
City on the beach. On the harbour.
It's
amazing.
So it's such a good joy flight, isn't it?
Very much so. And we did the doors off experience. So we went two at a time.
Yeah.
Because that's all you can
do. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On those small, they're a Robertson chopper. And so it's, the kids went up first.
Yeah.
And they were actually a little bit nervy at first.
Yeah,
because if you've never been in a chopper before and you're doing doors off.
Yeah.
It is a bit confronting.
Oh, for sure.
And then we went up and it's just, I loved it.
Yeah.
I could absolutely travel to work each day in a chopper.
That's exactly what I was going to say to you when I said I was leaving from Carrington.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, I used to think, wow, I'd get to work in 1 minute. You could land on the roof.
Not even. You're only over there. It'd be 9 seconds, I reckon.
You'd be like, good morning, how are you going? We're here, Steve. Okay.
But it's such a wonderful, I don't know, I love it better than a plane.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
You get such great view too. Because you're really low.
And the fact that you can have doors off.
Yes.
And be that high and see everything that you see.
Did you see any creatures in the ocean? Do you see any dolphins? Because the water is crystal clear at the moment.
It really
was. It looked
was.
Incredible, like the green of the ocean.
Yeah, the pilot said look out for that. But you'd want to
look at everything
else.
Everything. Yeah.
I don't know. But we zoomed past Redhead.
Yep.
Gave you a wave rise.
I saw you, and I waved back.
Did you?
I reckon Risey's lying.
I think you're right.
No,
I'll take your word for it, but I just feel like that was a lie.
Yeah.
but if I was Michael and then Boy, right, and I say this because I thought, this is what I thought of straight away. If you're in a chopper, you've got to have the Valkyrie going, even if it's just in your head.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But I agree with you, it's much better than plane flight.
It is, isn't it?
Pilots won't tell you that. Plane pilots won't tell you that.
No, well, this guy that we had choppering us, he used to be a plane pilot, and he said once the first time he stepped foot in a chopper behind the wheel, he went, nah, never a plane for me again, always chopper.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I learned on the weekend, you know how you think choppers just fall out of the sky if something goes wrong?
They swing, rotate, glide,
Yeah, he said, look, if something happened now, I'd absolutely get us to the beach.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
Well, he's not going to say he won't.
But
that, as soon as you landed, you know that thing about the beach, I was lying.
But I'd always thought if something's wrong, you just go.
Down.
No, it's a rotate. I know what you mean. They've explained it to me as well. But I thought, I don't know about that, mate. But anyway,
so, works. So look, if you're if there is a big birthday or you just want to spoil someone,
it's great.
It's such
present.
A wonderful present, I think.
I did it for my son as well when we did it. Exactly. It was like. And he still talks about it.
Yep.
Mm.
In fact, too, and I look at flying a helicopter like you do playing golf.
What's that?
Don't look that hard.
Yeah.
It's like, up, down.
To the side,
Just go that way with a stick to the left or to the right.
The pilot.
Like golf.
It's easy.
The pilot even said to us, the technology in choppers hasn't changed that much.
No.
Like, you look at the instruments now, they're still, they were using those when they first sort of came out.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, there's a little GPS pretty system up there, but yeah, but apart from that, you're right. It's a bit of left, bit of right, bit of up and down.
Can't be that hard.
Can't be.
Simple as. You train how long, mate?
It's Daniel and Steve.
25% off Cat workwear for a limited time. Work Locker, Warners Bay or Morrissey.
April the 1st is always a tricky day separating fact from fiction. If the West Tigers win happened before midday yesterday, I would have been convinced it was a stunt. Yeah. And waking up to those pictures of Tim Zoo covered in blood, you thought, surely they called that fight off. He didn't go 10 rounds like that, did he? He did. They were both true stories. But across the sporting world, there were a few April Fool's pranks in play. Former Aussie Olympic sprinter and Sunrise host Matt Shervington got his colleagues on news of a running comeback.
I've said yes, so I'm going to take a bit of time off for the Paris Olympic Games. 17 days, that's all it is in Paris.
Definitely, you definitely
April Fool's, everybody!
I'm told, Tanya, the Seven switchboard was flooded with calls from distraught female fans afterwards. If you remember Sherbo in his skin-tight suit.
Straight away, I thought he'll be in yoga pants this time.
A lot of people loved watching him and his baton running down the track, and he wasn't in the relay.
Oh, JR, well played.
We like to give it to England's cricketers, but their captain dished up this one.
My entire life, I've been called the wrong name. From people on the street.
Morning, Josh.
To my mum and my birthday card. Dear Josh, you're getting old. To solve the problem once and for all, I am officially Josh Butler.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, Josh Butler fooled a heap of Indian cricket fans with that one yesterday. And the supercars had an announcement that Mark Winterbottom was going to drive shuttle buses for a rental car company on the side. But to be honest, there's so many bizarre stories in the world of sport at the moment, you don't need fake ones. Mm. Over the weekend, we had a Raiders player left out of the team due to a cooking incident. Mm-hmm. Cam Munster's still out for slipping in the shower. Mm. Mitch Pearce making an NRL comeback. I heard all of those. I went, that's crap.
Yeah.
It's real. Yes. They're not going to put air conditioning in the athletes' village at the Paris Games in the middle of summer because they want to be green. Like, again, you look at these things and you go, it is April 1st every day, is it? So, bizarrely, with sport, the weirder the story, you look and go, although there is one, I heard Donald Trump won his club golf championship the other day. There's video of him hitting a ball worse than I do.
Doesn't he always win because he'll sack you if you beat him?
He's getting into Kim Jong-il 5 hole-in-ones in his first round of golf territory. I think we can call BS on that one. The others, you've got to look twice in the world of sport.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Well done, JR. There's JR's Spin on Sport thanks to Work Locker. 25% off Cat Workwear for a limited time. Work Locker, Warners Bay or Morrison.
Matty Croker scores.
Castle Knights, Matty Croker.
He's back.
He's back.
Fresh off the plane from New Zealand.
Back on Aussie soil.
Hello, Matt.
How are we?
Didn't bring the 2 points, sadly.
I know. That was the one thing I wanted to bring back.
Was it a tough game to play as it was to watch?
Yeah, it was. It was really hard. We were just talking just before off air about how high quality of a game it was. I think we completed near 90% and so did they. So that just shows the amount of live ball. I'm probably speaking in very rugby league terms here, but what I mean by that is the amount of consistent footy being played on the field. There wasn't many stoppages. There weren't too many tries. There was only 2 tries in the second half. There was only 2 in the first half. So the amount of continuous footy that was going on, it makes it a really tough game, and the fatigue levels were really high. But, I mean, we were close. We were in that game, and it was disappointing not to get it.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to ask, and I know you do, but how often is it now? Like, when you're buggered, just say, right?
Yeah.
And you're in a tackle, and you've got the opposition guy, but you know him, right? And do you go, oh, mate, I'm stuffed.
Good question. Is there any conversation?
Always wanted to know, does that still go on?
It's more the scrums, like, when you're
all mates now.
When you're walking into the scrums, you can sort of look in the other bloke's eye, and you go, he's as fried as I am at the moment.
Yeah,
I know he's hurting, and I'm hurting as well, but not really in a tackle. You don't have time to
say
even speak.
Yeah, you're that fatigued, you can't even talk. Yeah. Suck it in the big ones.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of wonderful standouts for the Knights, don't you think? Tyson Frizzell had an amazing game.
Yeah, once
he
again.
He just had the ball every time you turned.
All the time.
Blinked your eye.
Once again.
I'd have a bit of a look. I reckon he's taken a good swig of Red Bull before he runs out. I reckon at half-time...
It must be those pancakes we were talking about last week. It's the pancakes.
He goes off to his little locker. He's having a swig of Red Bull. Something's going on.
I thought he was outstanding. I thought KP again was...
Yeah, he was.
...was really good. I thought Bradman was really, really good. I thought even Nari Tuala was really good off the wing. You know, but it's funny when you have games like that, you sort of match yourself up against them, right? And they have a really, really good back five. Like, their wingers run the ball back really, really strong. And anyone who watches them knows that. And they're big bodies. And then, so Nari would be going into the game going, well, I've got to do that for my team. Yeah. And he's not as big as a frame as Dallin or Marcelo Montoya. So, but he still ran for over 220 metres. And I thought he was really, really impressive. For a bloke who cops a little bit of stick, I thought he was really good. And
it goes to show, though, doesn't it? And we often talk about it, how much the game's changed. Because if you told a winger 20 years ago, mate, you'll be running the ball up.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, he'd hang his boots up, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah. Just stay out here and keep my jersey clean.
But you look at the game now, and like, that is legit. The winger's first priority is to get the set started.
Yeah.
I think that's where they were really good on the weekend, like Dallin and Marcella and their two centres and Roger. I mean, them blokes bringing it back.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's probably seen me on the highlight reel when Roger stepped me.
We were saying that.
We were talking about that because I asked Steve, every time it was reported and even when it was written up, they were going like an old school sidestep. And I'm saying, is it old school?
No,
is it?
I didn't think so.
Well, it kind of is, but on the way they were saying it, the old training, left foot, off left
yeah,
foot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, mate, it got me.
Amazing.
Sometimes, credit where credit's due.
That was the best step I've seen in years, I reckon. It was insane.
When you weren't here, we'll be going, mate, you look like an idiot.
I know.
But you see Kroger!
I've had that many people message me over the weekend asking if my ankle's all right. I can't catch it back.
But you know why, though, too? Because it's like, I was saying earlier, your defence is great. You know, you've got 95% on your defence again on that game, and your defence is great. So you miss one.
I know. You make 25, you miss one. Yeah. I only remember the one. To be honest, I don't even know if that counts as a missed tackle because I didn't even touch him. I didn't even get near him.
No. There should be a section on your stats that just goes outplayed.
You're too good.
We were talking about the crowd before. And when that happened, like you're not really thinking about anything else but the tackle. And when I was falling and watching him run past me, all I could hear was the crowd go up and I thought... Oh, geez, that's not going to look good on camera.
But you know what? It's what teams get in reverse at McDonald Jones. Was amazing, even watching it on the TV, the number of people there. It's so good.
You just reminded me of another question about the talking. Do you often glance up when you're on camera?
I caught myself the other day, actually, but not really. They usually don't put me on camera. It's always
they replayed that step at least 10 times.
Oh, well done. Well done. Low blow.
I thought you would have looked up and went, crikey, you did get past. Yeah.
Maddie, will you look? It's a very short turnaround because you only got back yesterday and you're at McDonald Jones Stadium, 8 o'clock against the Dragons.
Yep.
They've had 2 from 4, so pretty even, Skeeter.
They're in a year where they're really trying hard with their rugby league, and I watched them the other day. And when you watch a team that's, I don't want to say the word desperate, but when they're trying to prove how hard they've worked, you can see how little moments mean so much to them. And I seen the other day when they won on the bell how pumped up they were to do it in front of their fans. So you can just tell they're going to come down here with a really strong and tough attitude. So And like you said, short turnaround, but, going back home is always really nice. Yeah. And playing at McDonald Jones the next 2 weeks in a row, Friday and the Thursday game, so it's going to be really, really special.
And you've got Ben Hunt is in fine form as well for the Dragons. So.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of good players. You know, Ben Hunt, Jack DeBellin off the bench, and even their edges are really, really good at the moment, so we're just going to have to work on containing them.
If Frizzella would share his Red Bull, everything you're on.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. 8 o'clock kickoff. We've got the corporate box again.
Yes, we do.
Want two tickets into our Triple M corporate box this Friday, give us a call right now.
Yeah, 1-333-5-3-8-0-5 kickoff, McDonald Jones Stadium. We've got the corporate box, and those tickets can be yours if you just give us a call.
When's your name in the side, mate? When it's coming out? We always text each other.
Should be tonight.
Yeah.
This afternoon, 4 o'clock.
All right, Maddie. Cool.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up, loud and clear, 'cause Tanya and Steve are here.
Triple M breakfast.
looking at, you know, you were only saying earlier, 10 year over the Easter break there, but you and your husband, of course, Michael, the birthday present you got him cruising around in the helicopter. Mm. I noticed that Risey was on a bit of a date as well.
Yes.
I can't help but notice you two married people are getting into this dating scene again.
Yeah.
It just happens to be with the same person. With that you've been with for 20 years. But you both, you know, a bit more dating going on lately, I've noticed.
Yeah, me and the chopper with Mike and Risey took Lucy to putt-putt golf.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I know who gets paid more around here.
Well, I didn't say they were good dates. Just nice to see him out of the house.
Absolutely. But I've noticed that too, Steve. I reckon Risey's a little worried because you've actually upped the wife dating.
I've definitely upped my ante.
Yeah.
I feel like that we went so long, like, bringing the kids up, and now that they're at an age where...
Oh, they can all go for them bloody selves.
Yeah,
all,
I mean, Theo's two.
Yeah, he's fine.
I mean, Stella, I mean, come on, babysit your sisters and brothers. Come on.
So I feel like there is more time to maybe try and, not reconnect, because we never lost connection, but just to have a bit of fun together as a couple instead of doing stuff with the kids all the time.
You're in the right direction, mate. Nothing gets your wife more excited than putt-putt.
And then I was there with my wife the whole time going, geez, the kids would love this. I wish we had the kids here.
We've told you. I'm telling you now, I'm all for your dating. I'm loving what you're doing.
Yes.
Don't bother. You're just going to go out and talk about the kids. And then Lucy's going to go, God, you're right. Yeah. We should put something on Instagram so they can see it.
Exactly.
Did they know beforehand or after?
No, they knew beforehand because we were like kind of planning, because it's Lucy's birthday today. Happy birthday to my beautiful Lucy. But she's working all day, like doing a 12-hour day today.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're going to take mum out. Well, I'm going to take mum out. And they were kind of planning it. What should you do? And they were really excited.
Taking your mother to putt-putt. Why?
They were a little bit like, how come? It was more to fill in time between dinner and the movies.
I see that.
Yeah.
Now, you can imagine Stella, because Stella's 10 with attitude now, and she's like, oh, my dad's a loser.
Yeah,
taking my mother to putt-putt.
Yeah. Gee, it's like you're in my house. Like, watching what happened.
I'll guarantee you, too, that hospital went, movies? Are you going to see Godzilla?
You would have loved
that. Godzilla and King Kong. What did you see?
We saw June 2.
What did you think?
Definitely could have taken 50 minutes out of it.
Definitely.
But it was good.
Mm. I bet you they're love
just
scenes.
Just went for too long.
Are they love scenes you could have taken out of it?
More murdering, killing scenes.
And contemplating sand.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of sand in this movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
that's another story. Yeah.
You showed her a top night, right? We're going to do putt-putt, but to fill in time before we go to a really boring movie, and we'll walk out of it and go, the kids would have hated that.
Pretty much.
Mine?
Yeah, when's your next day?
I don't want to show off, but I've got one logged here for 2026. On the line.
Oh, look, so much has gone up already this year, and yesterday there was more pain with if you're in health insurance, private health insurance, that went up. And they don't just go up 0.5. They're talking about, like, NIB went up 4.1%.
Right.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I'm paying probably an extra $50 a month.
Mm. I was trying to work it out in my head too,
Yeah. Chocolate's gone up. Stamps go up tomorrow. So if you're still posting stamp, have you posted a letter of late?
Yes.
Have you?
No.
I'm
kidding. It's like, when you said stamps are going up, I've been, who?
Is there anything that's gone down?
No.
Nothing.
Beer and spirits have gone up. School fees have gone up. All of our insurances have gone up. And that's not. But guess what hasn't gone up? Wages.
Of course.
I don't know how we're affording all this.
We're not. We're on credit cards.
Yeah, true.
It's getting worse and worse, more and more.
Mm.
But, and the stats on how many people have stopped getting their health insurance is phenomenal.
Well, funny you say
Steve. I'm out. Can't do it anymore.
I did a compare the market with, you know how you fill in a thing and then it gets to the end and they want your phone number. I thought, oh, no, but I'm going to get a phone call.
But then at the end, it's simples.
Well, I got a phone call and I said to the guy, look, I've got 10 minutes. Can we do this quickly? Compare my health health insurance funds and see what you come up with.
Yep.
Guess what? Saved me about $1.50.
There you go.
And it just wasn't worth the hassle.
Waste of time.
Well, waste of time.
I did the same thing with house insurance.
Yeah.
And same.
Didn't save you?
There was barely any. Nothing. About $5.
Yeah.
So, Bugger those, I call them lemurs.
Meerkats.
Bugger the meerkats. Lost my business.
It's not like you can't go without. You can't go without home insurance.
Health insurance is pretty big. Well, you have to. Mm. If you can't afford it, you have to.
Yeah.
But it's not a choice.
No.
And there's quite a few. The stats are getting more and more and more that haven't got private health anymore.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of turning into America, isn't it? Bit of a luxury.
Yeah. Well, it's like what were you saying earlier about the price of things, you know, having a view or water or seeing, you know.
Shade, even. Yeah.
Shade.
You want shade at a restaurant.
There you go. Or, you know, you're going to have to, you want a window seat at our restaurant, you're going to have to pay more money. Mm. So if you haven't got any money, well, you won't be seeing the ocean, will you?
No.
And you won't be getting looked after in health.
Mm-mm.
But that's it. Yeah, that is true. I don't know the exact amount, but I know it's phenomenal who we're dropping off health insurance now.
And you say, like, insurance for your home and contents is a must. There are people that can't afford it.
Yeah.
And then you hear about the tragedy when something goes wrong.
Happens, mm-hmm.
That's when the GoFundMe start.
Yep.
It's really sad.
Yeah,
because that should just be a basic right. If you've got property that you want to protect,
you should be able to insure it for a reasonable price.
Yeah.
You know, the way it is now, that just about should have a GoFundMe page for everybody.
Yeah.
This is John. He can't afford it, health insurance. So send what you can.
I've often thought about that. If we started up one for you today,
yeah,
and we did you today, and then we did Risey tomorrow,
yeah.
I mean, surely everyone would get something. I know it's a pyramid sales system, and at some point it all falls over.
Yeah.
But it'd be okay for a little while.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm up for me first. Let's go.
Yeah, and I'll go second if you don't mind.
No problems, right? Yeah. No, that's good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's Triple M.
How much do you reckon we'll get?
Well, it's illegal for starters.
Why?
So,
well, you can't say there's nothing wrong with it.
That doesn't deter him. I don't even know why I said that.
No. What the hell? It's like, yeah, go on, look at this fella. Seriously, send what you can.
Electrodry self-storage will beat the price by 20%.
The most popular entertainment.
We're here to be entertained. That's entertainment.
The E-Spot.
Lots of talk about this.
Oh, Beyonce's album. It's called Cowboy Carter, and what it is, it's presented as a fictional radio station called KNTRY Radio Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The album dropped on the weekend, right? It's become the most first day streams for a country album by a female artist in the history. It garnered over 76 million streams globally on Saturday, making it the sixth highest first day stream count for any female album and the highest for any album by a black woman. I find that statistic weird that we're still dividing people by colour.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so back to the fact that it's conceptually a radio station when you listen to this new Beyonce album.
Pretty clever that she's done it like that.
I agree.
How about staying in your wheelhouse, Beyonce, and letting those poor girls that have been singing Jolene for the last 20 years have a hit?
Funny you mentioned Jolene, because Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton are guest present as these fictional DJs on the album.
Okay.
What I love is that it's not just Dolly. Here's something that you might like. Blackbird by the Beatles is also covered on the album, with Paul McCartney serving as producer.
Oh, they're all disencouraging her.
She just drags in the names, doesn't she?
Oh, for sure.
But have a
listen. It's one phone call, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Beyonce, Paul, can you do it? Sure.
Yeah. Have a listen to Dolly in her role as one of these pretend radio DJs on the album.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P. You know that hussy with the good hair you sing about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when. Except she has flaming locks of auburn hair. Bless her heart. Just a hair of a different color, but it hurts just the same.
Okay, so there's Dolly talking about Jolene. This is how Beyonce does it.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm wanting you, don't come for my man.
And she changes the lyrics, though, because we're used to with flaming locks of auburn hair. Mm-hmm. This is how she does it.
You're beautiful beyond compare. Takes more than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man.
Okay.
So, what do you think?
Get in your wheelhouse.
God, she's got a good voice.
Stay in your lane.
She does have a great voice.
It's just greedy.
Yeah, there's poor country artists out there trying to make a living, isn't there?
Nicole.
Imagine they're all at home going, don't think I'm going to get my Jolene song back. Damn, Beyonce made a hit out of it now.
Is that how they speak, Steve?
Quote unquote.
Exactly how they sound.
All the girls do, right?
And the guys. And they actually say in the same pitch. Yeah. You're damn right there, little daughter.
There's our wee spot.
But I mean, that's a nice version.
Oh, it's beautiful.
She sounds lovely. Don't get me wrong. It's just like, oh, come on.
I know.
What's Eminem coming out next, is he? What's Eminem going to do? A country album.
Sounds pretty cool.
Eminem does Johnny Cash.
Thanks to Electra Dyself Stories. That is our weak spot. If you find cheaper storage anywhere, they'll beat the price by 20%. This is Newcastle Triple M. Back to our wheelhouse. Here's some Billy Joel.
Oh, look out. On Triple M.
Here, thanks to McDonald Jones, they've been building homes in the Hunter for almost 40 years.
Doing more than ever before. They've got the double glazed windows in there too. Solar, electric car chargers, energy efficient appliances. It's all included in the package.
That is building better. If you want to find out more, you can get a free quote and site inspection today. Just head out to McDonald Jones Hunter Display Home or jump online, mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Were you saying more things going? What were you talking about with the cash?
So today is officially nationwide called Draw Out Some Cash Day.
Who comes up with these?
Da, 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 da. Well, the cash...
I know the reasoning, but it's like, you know, come on, we need a name.
Yeah, you guys need to come up with a bit of time.
Why are we trying to do this
Because
today?
Cash activists are saying that we are going to rue the day that cash will be no longer used as currency in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So what the whole point of today is, go to your ATM if you want to be involved, draw out some cash, even if it's $20, because what they're saying is that will flood the market with cash again, and it will force banks to have to top up their ATMs and do some work. You know, we've heard stories of what will the future look like without cash. Well, we know what it will look like. The government will have eyes on absolutely everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely everything.
You're absolutely right with that. But also, I saw a list the other day. I wish I had a look of, because it was surprising things we don't think about.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I go straight to people with markets, but they have doot machines these days. Whatever. But I was still surprised how many cash things are good to have.
I had to get cash out on Thursday to buy some golf clubs off Facebook Marketplace.
Yep.
But the thing that really annoyed me, they were $900. The ATM that I went to was $300 maximum to get it. So I had to get three lots of $300 and I got charged three lots of like $3.50 fees.
Yeah.
I think there was method in that madness as well with, the charging.
Yeah.
And then that.
And then the limit.
To get you off. Well, drawing money out.
And it's not just what we started the conversation with. It is what you're talking about. It's the charges that are hidden
so much
when you use your, whether it's your dirt phone or your credit cards. We're all being slugged extra. And it might not make a difference today, but you start whacking it all together after a year, after 2, 5, 10, 20.
Yep.
It eats into, you know, it's our hard earned. And it's just getting eaten up in fees every time you go a dirt. So,
you're new to the show. That's what we all call ATM machines, or those FPOS, whatever they are.
Yeah.
But it is true. It's even, I think the article I was reading was going, isn't it nice if someone owes you $50 and they give it to you and it's a pineapple?
Yeah.
Rather than transferring it on the phone, which is, we do that.
Yeah.
You know, we all do that. That transferring, we can do everything on our phones now, can't we, with our banks?
Yeah.
So, will this keep cash?
I don't know. I'm curious to see whether, I mean, big retailers like Woolies, Coles, etc., they've all sent out notices to their employees going, look, this could be a thing today, so be prepared that people might ask even for cash from us, more so than ever.
Yeah, right.
You might actually get more cash transactions today, so be prepared for that as well.
Yeah.
So interesting to see how it rolls. It might be a massive monumental flop, or people might go, no, I want cash and I want it to stay and I'm going to take part.
Yeah. I think people will have a crack at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, these days, they've already got a plan.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes they've got a plan and whatever you got, you can do what you like, guys, but we're going here.
Mm.
I don't know. Worth a crack, though.
Yeah.
I've only recently got some cash, as I was saying to you guys, just from BJ, my son, he bought something online but paid me back in cash. So I still haven't spent it.
You don't know what to do with it.
I don't know what to do with it.
Get a money box.
Or you know what, Tanya? I'm going to go and join the Commonwealth Bank and I demand a plastic elephant money box.
Little dollarmite account.
Okay, just a quick quiz. Can you name them all? So was it an elephant with Combank? Because I know they
elephant
had a
Combank.
What did they have at St. George?
Dragon.
Dragon.
They did have a dragon. Right.
And actually, is there National Bank still going, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know whether NAB got involved, did they?
I thought it was a little tin bank.
Oh, I think you're right.
Or was that Commonwealth as well?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know.
Yes, that's how old we all are.
We have money boxes.
Try it at home. Yeah, Yes. Imagine my parents, my personality, my parents going, here's your money box, you put your money in there. I went, oh, can't you get it out? Not until the end, no. I tipped it around, there's a little plug in it. Yeah. I never got more than 20 cents in there.
It's Triple M. Tanya and Steve, it's just gone 8:45.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud, cause Tanya and Steve are here. It's Triple M breakfast.
Right. Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
I find I do that all the time now, T, because I don't remember a single thing we've done today.
Okay.
Well, I'll go home and listen to the podcast. That'll remind me.
Well, I know that you were looking, as I was, at the big cruise ship in the harbour over the weekend. It's still there being
Brilliance
fixed.
Of the Seas.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't... Is there any water in their swimming pool? Do they take the water out when they're fixing it?
I think when they're at shore, the water comes out. Unless, if they haven't got passengers, the water would be gone.
Okay.
I'd say.
Well, the reason I bring it up, did you see this story that's popped this morning about the Norwegian cruise line?
Yeah, I headlined it. What is it?
So you being a cruiser would know how serious this can be. So Norwegian cruise lines were on a beautiful voyage and they were going around Africa. They stopped off at one port and there was a be back on board by 3:00.
Yep.
And people went off and did their day tours. But there were nine people that didn't make it back onto the boat in time for various reasons. There's an Australian couple involved in this, by the way, and one person ended up in hospital after having a bit of a heart issue, so they were late back. Another couple were on a tour that was organised via the boat, and they said to their tour director, are we going to make it back? And he was like, yeah, of course we will. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't. So there were various reasons, not because people were too busy shopping and couldn't be bothered and were being tardy.
Yeah.
But they arrived back. The boat's gone. It's already sailed. They tried to help them by putting them on a boat and taking them out to the ship.
Yep.
Captain wouldn't answer anybody's calls and refused to allow these people back on.
Okay.
What they do in that situation is they return their passports and to the port.
You're on your own.
And you're on your own.
Yeah.
And they tell you where they can next pick you up. So far, the Australian couple has racked up $7,500 on their credit card because for most of the people left behind, they didn't give them their credit cards.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't give them the medication that was still in their rooms.
Because all your stuff's on the ship.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty frightening.
It is. It's such a strict thing on cruising, though. And there's, you'll love this, there's a YouTube channel, right? Just go to Left Behind on a Cruise Ship. Thousands and thousands and thousands
of
people running to the ship, on the jet, running, and the ship's pulling away, and it's ta-da!
Wow.
And I think, again, as we live in the world that we live in, if you make an exception for one...
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah. Well, just reading through what these people are going through...
Particularly that one you just mentioned, part of the cruise's tour.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, hang on. I know that that's one definite, is they're really strict. 3:00, boat goes, you don't get on board, you're not coming.
There is one person in this party that's actually a paraplegic, so they're in a wheelchair.
Right.
So this group are hanging together, desperately trying to catch up with the ship. It's it's a movie itself.
So
they've gone to one other city in Africa, and they missed it again because the ship couldn't come into port because the weather was bad.
Right.
So then they've had to hire another wheelchair-friendly vehicle to get to the next port. And this story is ongoing.
Because
bizarre.
I think it's not, and you just reminded me, actually, because your medications are on board.
Yeah.
Your clothes, everything.
Nothing but your passport
gets
given. And it
just leaves. It's literally like, you're coming back from the beach in Hawaii and your hotel's going. Same thing. But they are very strict. You're not on board at 5:00, 3:00, what? Ta-da.
Wow.
Too bad.
And
so
I think
sad. A
lot of people, apart from the ones that were held up by the tour, they go, come on, a bit flexible. So,
No. Wow.
I know.
All right. Well,
they should do that with planes because I hate sitting there waiting going, we're still waiting on three people to get to the gate. It's like, if you don't get to the gate, too bad.
Yeah. I was at the bar rise. I did not hear the call. He's never going to let me forget it.
No, I'm not.
Have a lovely day, everyone, and happy birthday again to your beautiful wife, Lucy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she's going to have a great day.
You're
stuck to work for 12 hours.
With putt-putt, mate, surely.
Exactly. See you tomorrow, everyone.
See ya.
Tanya and Steve are off to build another show for Newcastle. Build better at McDonald Jones. With double glazing included in your new home.